The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning is Ken Hill, and we're going to be talking about something that's a very real threat to freedom, a very real threat to the station you're listening to, a very real threat to the program you're listening to. Mr. Hill, thanks very much for being with us.
Well, thank you, Dr. Stan. It's great to be with you today.
Why don't you tell our listeners why you're concerned, what the implications of this legislation you're going to be talking about really are, as far as their ability to learn the truth, which is so carefully censored by the mass media today.
Well, back in 1987, during the Reagan administration, the so-called Fairness Doctrine was abolished by the Federal Communications Commission, and they said in their letter, in which they released when they abolished it, they said there was no need for the Fairness Doctrine, that there was a multiplicity of voices around the nation and on radio and television, over-the-air radio and television. So therefore, there was no need for the Fairness Doctrine. Now, ever since that point until now, there's been attempts to reinstate it. The Fairness Doctrine, you know, from 1949 to 1987 was used by various administrations, the Kennedy administration, the Johnson administration, the Truman administration to begin with, and the Nixon administration. We have facts on all of these where it was used to go against those who would present the truth, especially when the truth was somewhat contradictory to what was being presented by those administrations.
And, of course, the thing was that if you objected to the liberal bias in the regular media, they said, oh, well, this is not bias. It's only when you're telling your position it's bias, but our position is not bias. And so the Fairness Doctrine only went one way. You could not, you know, get onto the radio to counter Dan Rather or the news or so. So many of the things that are being put out, which are obviously slanted. And, you know, I remember back in the 1960s, we had a fellow named Dan Smoot. Do you remember Dan Smoot?
I remember the name, yes.
Well, he was an ex-FBI agent who was on television. He was actually sponsored on television by a dog food, Dr. Ross's dog food. And every Sunday, while you'd hear Dan Smoot come on for half an hour on television across America. And he was really having an impact. He was exposing the corruption at the highest levels of our government. And they used the Fairness Doctrine to threaten the stations that television stations that carried him. And even though he was paying for his time, why, they said, oh, well, we'd have to give time to the other side. And we just couldn't afford to do that. So, but it was a one-way street. It was only to silence the conservative Christian element.
Well, indeed, in 1969, we saw the same thing when the Fairness Doctrine went all the way to the Supreme Court. And in that fight, it was Red Lion Broadcasting, WGCB in Red Lion, Pennsylvania. They had Billy James Hargis had a broadcast on, in which he talked about the author of a book that was very nasty toward Barry Goldwater. And so the Democrat National Committee had a hit squad. And so this guy was on the hit squad, the guy who wrote the book. In fact, he'd written the book on behalf of the hit squad. And so they went went through the process of sending the letters to WGCB and saying, we demand equal time for the author of this book on Goldwater, trashing Goldwater. And because they had sold Billy James Hargis 15 minutes for $7.50, they told him, they said, well, now, wait a minute. We're not going to give you free time. We'll sell you time, but we're not going to give you free time. And they said, no, we want it free. Of course, the law said you had to give it free. And they said, no, we're not going to. Well, to make a long story short, after a lot of litigation, they made it all the way to the Supreme Court. Supreme Court ruled that the Fairness Doctrine, while it was an infringement upon the First Amendment rights of all Americans, it was necessary so that the free expression of ideas could go forward. Now, imagine that. It's an infringement upon the free expression of ideas, but we need it so the free expression of ideas can go forward. It makes no sense at all. In fact, William O. Douglas, liberal as he was, came out and said it has no bearing on freedom at all. In fact, it destroys the First Amendment, so therefore I'm against the Fairness Doctrine. He wrote against it. What classical liberals understand, and I'm not talking about those in the elitist circles necessarily, but classical liberals understood in those days that if they wanted to get their free speech out, they were going to have to give at least throw a bone occasionally to conservatives to let them talk. Well, that's not the case anymore.
I remember that. I still have the book in my library. It was called The Good Guys, the Bad Guys, and the First Amendment. The Good Guys, the Bad Guys, and the First Amendment. I'm sure the book is still out there. Talking about the unfairness of the Fairness Doctrine, it was written actually by a liberal, but he could see how this would be used to limit the rights of dissent. And I think the classical liberal will recognize this. Certainly he wants the all-powerful state, but he realizes, of course, this could one day be used against him, which it will. Well, Ken, you know, there's a very real possibility that the current administration will bring this in. The last thing they want is for the American people to learn the truth. In fact, I think that there is a general awakening across America, a growing knowledge that something is seriously wrong, and at least a few people are getting the information out. It has nothing to do with conservative, liberal, right, left, Democrat, Republican. It is the covert organizations working behind the scenes and the dark spirits of forces that motivate those secret organizations, and there really are secret and covert organizations all across America, all across the world. And the last thing the people want is for that to get out. How can we counter this effort to bring back the Fairness Doctrine? I know that you're in radio. You're as concerned about this as I am.
Oh, I most certainly am. We have five radio stations that are under our umbrella here in the northeastern part of Tennessee. And, of course, as you know, you're on one or more of our stations here with your Radio Liberty broadcast. We're very concerned about it and have been for a number of years. In fact, in the 1990s, early 1990s, I did a series of interviews with Jim Nichols. Jim Nichols was from a station that had had a problem. We'll talk about that later.
Hold that. We'll be back in just a moment with Ken Hill right here on the American Freedom Network.
People who don't suffer from back pain have no idea how excruciatingly agonizing it can be. Sometimes there's no comfortable position. You can't stand, you can't sit, even lying down can be murder. Sometimes the problem is in the lower back, with shooting, stabbing pains jolting through the buttock and into the thigh. Or sometimes the pain is in the neck and upper back area. You can't turn your head without terrible pain. Pain that bad can wreck your life. Sometimes the pain is caused by an auto accident. Sometimes it's work-related. And sometimes horrible pain can start with something as ridiculous as a sneeze or just sleeping wrong. At Chiropractic Plus, they fix sore necks and backs. At Chiropractic Plus, they usually get impressive results after just one visit. If you're in pain now or know somebody in pain, call Chiropractic Plus at 303-254-8430. They make neck and back pain go away. Call 303-254-8430. They work with insurance companies. Chiropractic Plus, 303-254-8430.
He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13. Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Ken Hill, and Ken is concerned about the return of the Fairness Doctrine, and I am too. And the question is, what can we do? And so what are your thoughts, Ken?
Well, as I was saying, Dr. Stan, in the 1990s, I did a series of interviews with a fellow who had worked at a station that lost its license because of the Fairness Doctrine attacks. By the FCC. They used the Fairness Doctrine as the wedge. And it got me concerned about it. Now, I had operated in broadcasting for quite a number of years during the Fairness Doctrine. And the Fairness Doctrine was very onerous to us in broadcasting in those days. Had to be very, very careful so we didn't transgress the rule. And so that got me thinking about it. Okay, what do we need to do? What's going on? And so I made it a study for the last several years, and then, of course, came out with that book, the latest book, Assault on Liberty, Rebirth of the Fairness Doctrine. And in the book, I stipulate a few things about how we go about trying to fight this thing. First of all, we've got to understand that we need to have knowledge, because knowledge is power. So we need to know what is at stake here. We need to know what the Fairness Doctrine is about, but we also need to know what's at stake as far as our freedom and our First Amendment rights. And once we have a clear understanding of that, then we need to be involved locally. All politics is local, they say, and in this case, to defeat the Fairness Doctrine, we're going to have to do it locally. We start with our local friends and acquaintances, letting them know what's going on. Get them involved in this thing. And then we go from there. We start making contacts with the congressmen, with the senators, those who will ultimately be working with the budget of the Federal Communications Commission as well as with the direction of the FCC. We can write letters to the FCC commissioners. We can have protests. Now, Dr. Stan, you remember Dr. Carl McIntyre.
Oh, sure.
And the fact that he was feared by the federal government because he would take a march to Washington and fill the city up with people who were marching against communism, for example.
Sure.
That may be the kind of thing that we have to go back to as some civil disobedience, as it were, and some right to assemble in our nation's capital or other places to call on Congress, call on the President, call on humanity, so that we don't have the Fairness Doctrine or anything like it infringing upon free speech.
Well, because I remember Carl McIntyre, he was on the radio regularly, and all across America. I can remember, I suppose, 1962, listening to him on a regular basis. And, because he really had a tremendous impact. People were concerned about communism in those days, never realizing, of course, it was never the power of the communists that was creating the changes in our society. Mm-hmm. It was the people who were using the communists and financing the communists as a decoy so that they would not understand that this financial elite that works out of New York City, and certainly through a series of organizations, you know, were really the major force behind turning Eastern Europe over to the communists, turning China over to the communists, with the horrible consequences and the death of probably close to 100 million people who were systematically exterminated by the communists, starved to death. 40 million people died of starvation in communist China between 1958 and 1962, and not a word in the general media here, totally blacked out, never mentioned because of the control over the media. So, you know, McIntyre did a wonderful job, but how would we ever get, you know, a people? How would we motivate them to go to Washington, D.C., I mean, and how would we ever contact them? This would be the question I would raise.
Well, and that would be a problem. That's why we have to do it. We have to start it locally, and we have to make it grassroots. One thing I might mention here while we're talking about Dr. McIntyre, he lost his station, WXUR, in Media, Pennsylvania, because he would not knuckle under to the FCC and would not give up his freedom of speech. And, in fact, he even had a ship that was anchored off the coast of New Jersey there, trying to broadcast back into the states, and it did so until they, till the government seized the ship as pirates would, if you would. He was outside the U.S. territorial limits, and yet they came out and seized his boat. So that was Carl McIntyre, and what a history he had in his fights with the FCC, and he had fight after fight, and it was all based on this fairness doctrine.
Absolutely. In fact, he was on a station in New York, just outside of Washington, D.C., in Baltimore, I think it was, or maybe it was in Washington, D.C., and I got onto that station, and everybody, you know, said to listen to that station still, because Carl McIntyre had been there. And in fact, I think, when did he die, you know?
About 4 years ago.
Yeah, he was still on that station. They were playing rebroadcasts of him, but unfortunately, that station was purchased by somebody else, and this is the problem we have, is the other side seems to have unlimited funds, and
that
we have to find alternative means of being able to reach people motivate them. And, yes, I think you may be right. We may have to have our marches, but if nothing else, it will begin to let people understand that there's a move for censorship in America, and it's being motivated by the people who are going into the White House now.
Well, it's interesting to note that the liberal news media, particularly the liberal talk shows on cable and the newspapers, like the Los Angeles Times most recently, they've been writing a lot about the fact that the Fairness Doctrine is a non-issue, and that certainly Barack Obama, as president, would never sign such a thing. But in the meantime, you've got Dianne Feinstein going on Fox News Sunday, as recent as last week, saying, I think the Fairness Doctrine would be a great idea.
Well, you know, Chris, nobody really understands who Dianne Feinstein really is.
I have no idea. Tell me about her.
Well, she's a member of the Trilateral Commission, this little group of 120 people who run America.
I always wondered how she could have such impact, because she is so lacking in understanding of most anything.
Oh, no, she is brilliant. I mean, she understands exactly what she's doing. She represents the fascist element, the corporate fascist element, that controls our society. And you can get the membership list of the Trilateral Commission at the August Review.
So she plays dumb in public? Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah, that's right. But she really, you're not a member of the Trilateral Commission unless you are really very, very smart, Chris. Dick Cheney is still a member, although he's temporarily suspended, because he's the vice president. But he's the man who really runs America. And, of course, here's the people who control the great banking interests, the people who control the educational system, the people who control the media, Time Warner. I mean, why do you think that they had a Barack Obama's picture on the cover of Time magazine some six times, you know, within a year prior to the election? They were, of course, manipulating the people. He was their candidate, and all the rest of it was window dressing. Chris, he gave a little money to John McCain. They always finance both sides, just in case things get out of line. But Dianne Feinstein, if she's coming out against the Fairness Doctrine, you can be certain that the people who really run America are going to be pushing it.
Well, I do not doubt that for a second. And what we're finding is that the expansion of the Fairness Doctrine that Commissioner McDowell of the FCC's talked about would be devastating to what is now a very growing segment of communication medium, which is the Internet.
Right.
In fact, I have talked in the last few weeks about my book and about this issue on a number of talk programs on Internet only. And the response has been phenomenal to those programs. And it's much like shortwave used to be, and shortwave still is, by the way, a good alternative to getting the information out.
Right, and of course now actually we have a satellite up there, and we have a constant feed to that satellite 24 hours a day, because, you know, we're small time, but the satellite actually are very inexpensive. Once you get your dish and and your receiver for $169, there's no fee on it, and you can listen to our programs and Christian programs, and quite a few people, Christian ministries are up on that satellite. I hope they're not going to try to censor that as well, but for the individual who would like to get the program and doesn't like shortwave or internet, there is that very inexpensive alternative. So we do have the means of getting information out, but, you know, who knows? If they get the fairness doctrine through, and if Dianne Feinstein is pushing it, then, of course, I think we have even more frightened about the prospect that this is going to become a major issue of the new administration, because the way that they've really been able to control this is to control the use of ideas. They know how to manipulate us. They know how to focus our attention on specific issues, to create non-issues, to keep idle minds busy. But the one thing they fear is people, you know, who sound rational will be on radio or television, and they'll be heard, and people begin to think independently. I mean, they have brainwashed the American people so effectively, but even brainwashed people, even the products of our liberal educational system, once they hear the truth, will hear it, and hopefully more and more people will join the cause of trying to preserve freedom and, of course, return to the religious roots, which are the very foundation of our society. Well, Ken, how are we going to go about doing this?
Well, I would say get informed, be informed, stay informed, and I think that the war of ideas is what we're in. Once you understand what's at stake, then get active. For example, one thing that I've done, I've written this book, of course, Assault on Liberty, Rebirth of the Fairness Doctrine. I'm out speaking to anybody that gives me opportunity. I'm out speaking to civic groups. I speak to church groups. I speak to conferences. I've been doing this for 2 or 3 years now on this subject. And so I'm trying to make people aware, but I can only do so much, just as you can only do so much. And of course, you get the word out, and then the people have to take the word and extend it.
Right.
They have to get involved and get motivated. They have to be involved in writing letters to the editor. They have to be involved in writing letters or emails to their congressman. They have to be involved in touching the local politicians. All of these things are important. Now, in reality, we're not going to change the mind of the trilateralists at all, but they get very antsy whenever the sheep start wandering around, and especially if the sheep can get together and go in the same direction. And so that's what we've got to do.
Well, I think you're absolutely right, and I think it really is a matter of people being motivated. People have to. You know, we live in a wonderful utopian society. I mean, nobody's had the wealth of comfort, the facilities that we have, up until at least recently. Why, there is nobody in the world as a whole who lived better than we do. I mean, the people here who are considered in poverty in the United States would be considered, very, very wealthy in many other states, many other parts of the world, where there's still a considerable part of the world that lives on $2 a day. And even we're talking about probably a quarter of the world lives on $1 a day. And we complain. People are going to have to get motivated. And I think that the current coming economic contraction, this is going to affect everybody and probably destroy the wealth and the pensions of so many people in this country. At that point, I just hope maybe they'll be motivated. Do you think that'll be an effect? Do you think that it'll be possible to utilize this terrible tragedy that's upon us to try to get people to begin to turn back to thinking about what's really important, ideas like freedom and family and preservation of liberty and God?
Well, you know, Dr. Stan, there's always been a remnant of folks that are interested in the truth and interested in freedom. And I think the remnant may be increased by these disastrous situations we find. However, I'm a little appalled as well when I read that the voters who voted for Obama, who were in evangelical churches, did so based upon their economic concerns and the fact that he would provide for them. So they had their hand out.
Hold on, we're going to be back here in just a moment with Ken Hill, right here at the American Freedom Network.
People who don't suffer from back pain have no idea how excruciatingly agonizing it can be. Sometimes there's no comfortable position. You can't stand, you can't sit, even lying down can be murder. Sometimes the problem is in the lower back, with shooting, stabbing pains jolting through the buttock and into the thigh. Or sometimes the pain is in the neck and upper back area. You can't turn your head without terrible pain. Pain that bad can wreck your life. Sometimes the pain is caused by an auto accident. Sometimes it's work-related. And sometimes horrible pain can start with something as ridiculous as a sneeze or just sleeping wrong. At Chiropractic Plus, they fix sore necks and backs. At Chiropractic Plus, they usually get impressive results after just one visit. If you're in pain now or know somebody in pain, call Chiropractic Plus at 303-254-8430. They make neck and back pain go away. Call 303-254-8430. They work with insurance companies. Chiropractic Plus, 303-254-8430.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9. Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. 3 praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web. www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org. If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call Rocky Mountain Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs and high definition also available.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning is Ken Hill. And Ken, before we go on, do you have a web page? And would you like to tell our people how they can get a copy of your book?
Well, I appreciate that, Dr. Stan. Yes, the publisher has a website set up for us. It's called assaultonliberty.com. That's www.assaultonliberty.com. And the book's available there. Also, contact information. If someone has a question they want to ask, I've got an email address there, and they can get in touch with me, and we'll be happy to talk with them or correspond with them about this very subject.
All right, fine. I think it's a very important subject because we have to have a means of communicating back and forth. And I really fear that when I know Senator Charles Schumer has come forward and talked about, oh, shouldn't we have fairness, you know, in radio? I mean, after all, we all want fairness. Well, they're not interested in fairness. They're interested in censorship. And I think it's about time people understood there really are people who do not believe in freedom. They believe in a ruling elite, and they're in key positions in the Obama campaign. In fact, whenever you see a picture of Obama, why, you'll see, you know, a rather tall man, graying hair, fairly heavy set behind him. And that's Paul Volcker, member of the Trilateral Commission, former director of the Federal Reserve Board, and giving economic advice to Obama. Why are liberal billionaires, and I'm not suggesting Volcker is a billionaire, he's certainly a millionaire, but there's certainly people like Warren Buffett and George Soros, backing Obama. Do they really want him to raise their taxes so they can pay more money into the government? Of course not. I mean, they'll just talk about raising taxes on the wealthy, and giving it to the common people. There's always loopholes, and Obama's surrounded himself with people from the Trilateral Commission, the Council on Foreign Relations, the same old group. In fact, the people he's appointing to his cabinet are, coming from the Clinton administration, or the people within the Senate and Congress during the Clinton administration. It's just more of the same.
Well, it certainly is, and the change that he was talking about certainly hasn't come about, and the change that will happen will be change that none of us would want in this nation. It is interesting to me to see the same faces with him, especially after they had they'd been sort of in the background. Of course, there were all sorts of folks putting the word out about what was going to happen, and indeed it is happening in that fashion. What we what I also think is interesting is one of the ways to tell what's going on is to try to follow the money trail. And when you see the kinds of advisors that he's got there, somebody's going to be looking for something out of this.
No question at all. But the question is, why are so many people of great wealth pushing and backing someone who is, a socialist? I mean, there's no question he's a socialist. He was the most liberal of all the United States senators in the most liberal party. And certainly, but of course, that really is to detract people from what socialism is. It's not a matter of redistributing the wealth. It's a matter of creating a ruling elite. I mean, socialism is a sincere, idealistic theory, but it doesn't work without force. Somebody's got to be in charge, which is why people of great wealth push socialism, get all the idealists backing it with the idea that it's going to take the wealth away from the wealthy, whereas, of course, there's always a small contingent who will control the legislature, buy and sell the congressmen, and, of course, what you've done is create a new set of tyrants for us, which could never have occurred had we maintained our constitutional system of limiting the power of government. Well, certainly, how are we going to be able to use the email and faxes and other means of communication more efficiently to reach people across the country and get them to, to try to preserve our freedom as much as we can in the very difficult times that lie ahead?
Well, I think we have to use every means at our disposal, especially since the conversation that's coming out of Washington is that the Fairness Doctrine won't be called the Fairness Doctrine, really. It'll be called something else, just as they love to change the names of various programs, projects, and troublemaking bureaucratic responses to things. But also that it'll be expanded from just terrestrial broadcast television and broadcast radio to cable, to satellite, to internet, and to anything else that they can possibly make it relate to.
What about the First Amendment?
Oh, the First Amendment. Does it exist? Is there such a thing? Well, you and I believe very strongly in the Constitution and the First Amendment of our Bill of Rights. However, the Fairness Doctrine itself has been proved, quote-unquote proved, constitutional by the Supreme Court back in 1969, and they will just figure some way to expand it. For example, you remember back years ago, Ted Kennedy had a project whereby he was wanting to start putting some pressure on churches and houses of worship. The way he was going to do that was he was going to say, now, if the churches ever, or the house of worship, or the nonprofit Christian group, or whatever, had ever received federal assistance, then it would have to come under certain guidelines. Well, we've always said, those of us who are conservative, have always said if you receive government money, you have to pay the piper. You have to come under their scrutiny. And he was saying, well, now if these churches have received benefit from the government, they have to come under scrutiny. Well, okay, fine. But his extension of that was if a U.S. highway goes in front of their church, that means they get the benefit of the highway. The highway was built with federal dollars. Therefore, they have to come under the federal jurisdiction and whatever the thought mechanism was in those days. Of course, that failed, thankfully. But that may be what they use when they try to get the internet or the satellite systems as part of what they're doing. They may say, well, you know, federal research money was used to get those satellites in space. The business was built upon federal research. Or they might say ARPA and DARPA are the real backbone for the internet, and so therefore that's federal and that's military. So therefore, anything on the internet belongs to the federal government.
Well, it doesn't matter what's right or wrong when you're after power and unlimited power. You can always think of a rationale to justify it. And we're dealing with people who have a different worldview. This is what we don't understand. They're not interested in fairness or right or wrong. They're interested in the ultimate power and their ultimate goal, the New World Order, the New World Financial System, the New World Currency, and the New World Religion, which is why, of course, they've taken God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our schools and everything else, an intense hatred of Christianity, which motivates the people who are driving this new agenda.
Absolutely. If they think they can get more power or consolidate their power or keep their power, they're willing to do anything necessary.
Well, I think that, what lies ahead could be a two-edged sword. It certainly could be harmful, terribly harmful, as far as restricting our freedom. And yet it's going to take something like that, I think, to jar the American people into a realization that freedom, once lost, is never regained.
Absolutely correct. And the question that I would have for you, Dr. Stan, we'll have to come back later.
We'll be back in just a moment as we wrap up the program here in America.
People who don't suffer from back pain have no idea how excruciatingly agonizing it can be. Sometimes there's no comfortable position. You can't stand, you can't sit, even lying down can be murder. Sometimes the problem is in the lower back, with shooting, stabbing pains jolting through the buttock and into the thigh. Or sometimes the pain is in the neck and upper back area. You can't turn your head without terrible pain. Pain that bad can wreck your life. Sometimes the pain is caused by an auto accident. Sometimes it's work-related. And sometimes horrible pain can start with something as ridiculous as a sneeze or just sleeping wrong. At Chiropractic Plus, they fix sore necks and backs. At Chiropractic Plus, they usually get impressive results after just one visit. If you're in pain now or know somebody in pain, call Chiropractic Plus at 303-254-8430. They make neck and back pain go away. Call 303-254-8430. They work with insurance companies. Chiropractic Plus, 303-254-8430.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning, Ken Hill. I can go right ahead with it, what you were saying.
Yes, I've got a question for you, Dr. Stan. As you look upon our society as it is today, compared to other times that you remember in history and that you've read about, do you see a will on the part of the American public with 12 to 20 million illegal immigrants in our borders, with all of the immigrants that have come in legally or illegally and now they're part of our citizen base, with the socialist presentation in the government schools, the indoctrination that's happened all these years? We're into generation upon generation now that's been on the welfare system, that have been dumbed down, that have had all sorts of different upbringing than I had, for example, and I'm sure that you had. They've not learned civics, they've not learned government, they've certainly not learned history as its true history. Do you think we've got a will in our nation to actually stand firm on for our Constitution on behalf of our freedom?
I think that there is still a majority of the people who are good people. We saw this in California with Proposition 8. We saw this across the country with the... it wasn't an overwhelming majority as far as taking a moral stand against homosexuality, but we saw this all across the nation. Every place they had a marriage amendment, at least they got a bare majority who would go for it. But there's still a lot of people who look upon the homosexual issue as the freedom issue, not understanding how the homosexuals are being manipulated in this, just as we're being manipulated as we discuss that. I still think that the vast majority of the American people are good people. I will tell you one of the things that really impresses me most, and that is the people with the most sense in America are not the people who are college graduates like myself. They're the truck drivers out there. They're the guys who work in construction, who are not victims of a liberal education. And those are the people who still hold many of our values. It is the people who've gone through college and been systematically brainwashed and never understood what it's all about. The people who never had to get out and earn a living, who don't understand the danger of government, who don't understand the foundations of freedom. But I'm hopeful for America because I myself at one time had accepted the concepts of socialism and internationalism. And, but once I heard the truth and had access to documenting the fact I'd been lied to, once you realize you've been brainwashed, why you become very dedicated to the other side. And it's amazing to me how many people listen to our programs across America and are telling other people or are telling other people. Certainly, everything is in favor of the other side. But I believe that behind what's going on is this spiritual battle we often talk of. And certainly, we're never going to solve this on our own. But if we're worthy and people will turn back to God, once they turn back to God, they begin to see the fallacies of all of these man-conceived ideas and the horrors that they brought. So I actually, after being in this battle for 46 years, I'm more optimistic than I've ever been.
Wow. Well, that helps me and understand it, too. Now, I have been praying that our nation would turn around, and I've been working now for a number of years primarily, and we met you first through Southwest Radio Church Ministries out in Oklahoma City, and I've been on their board now for nearly 16 years, I guess. And in working with them, trying to get the word out, working in effect doing conferences all around the country, what I've been amazed by is not only do we have the white-haired folks who are much older than I am and my generation, but we also have now a younger generation coming up wanting to know the truth. And I really appreciate that.
Well, I do, too. And, I think what was really so exciting was the impact that Ron Paul and his candidacy had. And, in fact, for instance, he won the caucuses in Nevada, so they just changed the rules. He got 25% of the Republican vote in the Republican primary in Idaho and probably had similar numbers across the country. In many of the more conservative states, but simply they would just rig the votes. They would never tell us what was going on. Even here in my town, which is probably about as close to a Marxist town as you can have, Santa Cruz, California. Ron Paul got 8% of the Republican vote in the Republican primary, and our area actually got more, higher level of, than any other major county in the state of California, and simply because of the influence of, we do have a conservative radio station here that at least allows the truth to get out, and despite the fact we have a university up here that is so liberal, I mean, that we have people like Angela Davis and other well-known communists up there, why, a lot of the students are questioning what's going on. So, if we can reach them, and that's why your radio programs and my radio programs are so important, and why radio, I think, is still that and the Internet in shortwave, the major means we have of reaching people, and I think people are waking up. I think an awful lot of people would have voted for a third party in the last election had it not been for the fact we were told Obama, he is so terrible, Why, if he gets in, the world is going to end. You cannot just throw your vote away on a third party. I think that if it hadn't been for the propaganda put out, even by many of our Christian ministries, why, there would have been a groundswell for support for alternative candidates.
Well, what is it going to take, in your opinion, for alternative candidates and third parties to actually be effective? And after you answer that, I'd like to give you a perspective from the state in which I live.
Well, I just think it's education. I think people have to begin to put it together. But I think that the people who really understand that we're involved in a spiritual battle, at that point, they're going to be willing to take a stand and say, well, I'm not going to vote for the lesser of the two evils. I'm sick and tired of voting for evil, but I'd like your perspective.
Well, I think it does take education, but also I think it's going to take some changes within the state election systems. For example, in the state of Tennessee, for 140-plus years since the time of the Civil War and Reconstruction, when Tennessee came back into the Union, the Democrat Party has been in charge of the electoral commissions, the election commissions, in each of the counties, all 95 counties, and in the state. It's going to take, and I'll be happy to comment on that more in a moment.
People who don't suffer from back pain have no idea how excruciatingly agonizing it can be. Sometimes there's no comfortable position. You can't stand, you can't sit, even lying down can be murder. Sometimes the problem is in the lower back, with shooting, stabbing pains jolting through the buttock and into the thigh. Or sometimes the pain is in the neck and upper back area. You can't turn your head without terrible pain. Pain that bad can wreck your life. Sometimes the pain is caused by an auto accident. Sometimes it's work-related. And sometimes horrible pain can start with something as ridiculous as a sneeze or just sleeping wrong. At Chiropractic Plus, they fix sore necks and backs. At Chiropractic Plus, they usually get impressive results after just one visit. If you're in pain now or know somebody in pain, call Chiropractic Plus at 303-254-8430. They make neck and back pain go away. Call 303-254-8430. They work with insurance companies. Chiropractic Plus, 303-254-8430.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
The
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Ken Hill. We're just about out of time, Ken. You want to finish your thought before we let you go?
I'll try to make it as quick as I can. It's going to take changes in election laws and election commissions. For example, as I was saying, the Democrats have always been in charge in the state of Tennessee until this election. In this election, the Republicans gained enough numbers in the House and the Senate to become the party in charge of the election commission. And so I've been petitioning them and talking to them, trying to get a fair election process in which third parties would then be entered by name. Right now in Tennessee, you're an independent, and that's all you can ever be. You can't have a party category, a party line, and so it's hard to build a party base if all you're known as is independent.
Well, I think that these are all important issues, and certainly we saw here in California where Chuck Baldwin wasn't even put on the ballot, you know, because, of course, the local constitutional party had been infiltrated, and this happened all across the country. Anything to prevent the people from really having a choice. We're out of time, Ken. God bless you. Want to get your web page out one more time so people can get your book?
All right. Thank you very much, Dr. Stan. It's assaultonliberty.com. That's assaultonliberty.com. Dr. Stan, thanks for all you do.
God bless you. Thank you for all that you do. We'll talk to you very soon. Bye-bye. All right. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I hope you enjoyed our conversation. I think this is an important issue, and I think Mr. Hill is on the front lines of this battle, and we've got to start thinking now how we are going to be able to address the problems, the very real problems that are coming up aimed at censoring our news. Of course, we do hope many of you out there will get hold of our book, The Brotherhood of Darkness. Circulate that book. If you want to buy it in bulk, we can get it for you very economically. You can get the DVD, and you can copy it. Go up on the Internet and watch it for nothing there at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Go to the section on videos. Scroll down to the Brotherhood of Darkness. And then of course, we hope that you'll get our talk on the forbidden secret, because there is a secret. It's been put out there for 5,000 years and never released to the public until recently, as it has on Oprah Winfrey's show. And, of course, Oprah Winfrey is part of the problem. She is, of course, deeply involved with the New Age and New Age philosophy, and she brings all these New Age people onto her program and lauds them, as she did with Rhonda Burns in her book, The Secret, and, of course, the DVD that goes with that book. And certainly, I don't object to people getting that book and reading it, because there is a secret. It's the same secret I talk about. She tells you how wonderful it is. Oprah will tell you. Rhonda Burns will tell you. All the people, Jack Canfield, and Chicken Soup for the Soul, and Ellen DeGeneres, and other leaders will tell you, oh, this is a wonderful secret. Tap into this. There is this force out here that you can utilize. And we say, yes, there is a force out there you can utilize, but it comes from the very pit of darkness, from the prince of this world, and once you've made a pact with him, you'll spend eternity in hell. And this is not imaginary. If you've not yet seen the DVDs, and we have them, the 3-hour, the 5-hour, 4-hour, or the 10-hour version of They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll, the story of the occult satanic influence within the music industry, you need to get those DVDs. The items I've mentioned, my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, our talk on the forbidden secret, and the DVD, available 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. We are today.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Many Christians have health problems that hinder their quality of life and their ministry. The Green Herb is offering you an opportunity to help these hurting Christians. You can have your own green herb home business for just $950. This includes inventory, training, samples, and everything you need to get started. This is not network marketing. It's a genuine opportunity to build a business. How do I know? Linda and I started in our home almost 15 years ago, and we would like to help you start your own herbal business. We are not looking for high-profile salespeople, just someone who loves the Lord and wants to help his people.